You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, beautiful people of God. Get up from there. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm telling you, what a wonderful day that God has given us where we're breathing and we're alive. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you see, you better tell them for me that Jesus is alive and well. Welcome to the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. With our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. We're asking you to come on and tune in, listen in, join us. But don't you dare miss your blessing on today. Join us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida, 32901. Listen, I have some brief announcements for you. We got revival coming on tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m., yours truly, I, Evangelist Sheila Crockton, will be in revival on tonight. I'm telling you, I feel stirred in my spirit. Hey, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss on tonight and on tomorrow night. God told me to preach about restoration. And how many of you know it's time now that it's restoration? God is getting ready to restore the people of God back to the original state where we once were. So join me on tonight, oh my God, where I'll be in revival, and then join us on Sunday, that's Sunday, hallelujah, at 11:30, we got Overseer Devaron Patterson, he'll be with us at 11:30 a.m., you don't want to miss this move of God, because God is moving, and all you got to do is say, move on in me, God, move on in me, God, oh hallelujah, join us, don't you dare miss. You better step in the water while the water is troubled, hallelujah, because God got a blessing, and it got your name written on it. Right now, we have our very own prophet, Michael Terry, the Let God Be God prophet, hallelujah. He's coming forward for a word, hallelujah, and you don't want to miss his word. He got the revival, so let God be God, so you better tune in and let God be God, prophet Michael Terry. God bless you.
Amen. Woo! Amen. Amen. We thank God hallelujah. For what God is doing.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise God. We thank God for the anointing and the stirring up that's already taking place. Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we just want to go into the word today. Praise God. I just want somebody to know, praise God, don't give up. Praise God. I want somebody to know today, it's not what it looks like. Praise God. And I understand, praise God, that, you know, we have heard this time after time after time. Praise God. But let me tell you the reason God keeps telling us, because he don't want us to give up.
Come on.
Praise God. You don't get too close to that finish line.
Come
praise
on.
God. Woo. And God is about to start. He's about to Woo. Finish what he started.
Come on.
Praise God. God is about to bring our life into completion.
Woo.
You heard what the woman of God say. It's resurrection time.
Woo.
Praise God. It's time to go back to that place where God used to have us at.
Woo.
Praise God. The
Come
way
on.
We used to pray, the way we used to fast.
Come on.
Oh God, the way we used to go out there and witness. Praise
Woo.
God. And this is why the enemy wants to discourage you.
Come
praise
on.
God. This is why he don't want you to believe that God can still do it.
Come on,
this is why he don't want you to believe that God is changing things.
Woo,
I understand on. The trials are coming. I understand the pain is coming.
Yes.
I understand, praise God, you feeling empty at times.
Ooh,
I understand depression, the stress. Praise God, it seems like it's trouble on every side.
Yes.
But I come to let you know today, you in the right place at the right
hallelujah.
Time. Oh, praise God, that struggle may be real.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, but keep the faith. Come on.
Yes.
Praise God, those kids may be acting funny, but keep the faith.
Yes.
Praise God, I understand you may be going through in your body.
Come on.
Praise God, but just know God is a healer.
Yes.
He is still a provider.
Yes.
He is still a mind regulator.
Ooh.
Praise God, he can still do those things. Oh, the Bible say in Psalms 138, oh, praise God, that he will perfect those things concerning you.
You
I come to let you know he's concerned about you.
Yes.
And because he is concerned about you, he is going to perfect those things concerning you. Oh, you've been on God's mind more than you think you
Come
have.
On.
Oh, praise God, your situation been on God's mind more than you think it have.
Yes.
God understand the pay ain't enough. God understand, praise God, it been hard for you.
Come
but
on.
He come to rescue us on today.
Ooh. Ooh, hallelujah.
Oh, we just give you praise. We
My
give you praise.
God,
we
hallelujah.
Give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. I want to come from James today, and we're going to start at the first chapter in the first verse, and I'm going to ask the woman of God to read for me, please.
James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
Count it all joy. Hold on, Prophet Michael. I'm not understanding your language. You're trying to tell me I'm going through all that I'm going through. You're trying to tell me, praise God, it just seems like every door is shut in my life. You're trying to tell me, praise God, my bank account is in the negative. You're trying to tell me my marriage is going crazy. Praise God, you're trying to tell me that I got to count that all joy. Praise God, I've come to let you know the Bible said count it all joy.
Yes.
Praise God, look, it ain't working against you. It's working for you. Praise God, look, it ain't the end for you. It's the beginning for you. And I understand, praise God, that in the time of trouble, praise God, this is a time that we feel like it's time to back off. Praise God, but God said, put your faith before me.
Woo.
Praise God, put your obedience before me.
Yes.
Praise God, keep on loving me. Keep on doing what's right before me.
Yes.
Praise God, because this is what's going to bring you joy.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, you don't got to give up because the situation is hard.
Yes.
Praise God, but the Bible says, keep on pressing towards the mark.
Yes.
See, this is what Paul was telling the church. I'm pressing.
Yes.
The word press means something is coming against you.
Come on.
Praise God, and what's coming against you cannot stop you.
Ooh, cool,
ah, when
Hallelujah.
You got faith in God, praise God, it cannot delete the prayer of God over your life.
Yes.
Praise God, you got anointing so great over your life, and you don't even understand. This is why the fight is so great.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, today.
Ooh.
Praise God, we are talking
Preach
about,
it.
Praise God, keep on pressing. We are talking about keep on trusting God.
Yes.
We are talking about keep on running towards this thing. Praise God, because in your running, can I come to let you know,
yes.
it's not in vain.
Ooh,
oh, praise
hallelujah.
God. God said, I remember you. Come on. I'm going to remember you. Praise God. Look, I know you've been tied in your body.
Yes.
Praise God, but I'm going to remember the press.
Yes.
Praise God, that you're bringing forth before me.
Come on.
I understand. Praise God. Look, it just seemed like, praise God, one gets sick, the other one gets sick.
Come on.
It don't seem like your prayer life is working for you.
Yes.
Praise God, you're giving up the plate. It don't seem like fasting
Ooh.
Is working for you.
Come on.
But keep on pressing. Praise God, because what? Count it all joy.
Joy.
The problem sometimes we get, praise God, we begin to lose count.
Come
In
on.
Other words, praise God, stop trying to count. Praise God, and depend on Jesus.
Come on.
Stop letting folks count you out.
Come
praise
on.
God, stop letting folks lie to you. Come
Ooh.
On, stop letting folks tell you will never be it. Stop telling folks you will never have the business. Stop
Come
telling
on.
Folks your kids will never be saved. The
yeah.
devil is a liar.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, read.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Oh, praise God, the trying of your faith.
Ooh.
Oh, this thing is bringing the best out of you. Praise God, praise God. This thing is positioning you for greatness.
Ooh.
Oh, praise God, this thing is strengthening you whether you believe it or not.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God, this thing is making you better. Praise God, let me give you encouraging words today. If we know no pain, we will never know love.
Come on,
praise God,
come
if
on.
We never know chaos, we will never know peace.
Come
praise
on.
God, so trials come, praise God, to help us understand that who God is in our life.
Oh,
oh praise God, it's hard, praise God, but God said, I'm making it easy for
Ooh,
you. Praise
yes,
God,
Lord.
Don't get caught in the moment.
Yes,
come on.
Hallelujah.
Don't get caught in the situation.
Yes.
Praise God, don't get caught in doubt. Don't get
Thank
caught
you,
in disbelief.
Ooh.
But this is the time that we must trust God.
Yes.
This is the time that we must keep believing God.
Thank
this
you,
is
Lord.
The time that we must keep doing what's right before God. Praise God, because it's bringing forth faith in your
oh,
life. It's giving you a patience you never
Ooh.
Had before. It's giving you endurance that you never had
yes.
before. It's bringing forth the love for God that you never had before.
Yes.
Praise God, because God is making his people better.
Come on, hallelujah.
Oh, come on, praise God. He's
Ooh.
Making us better, baby.
Yes.
Praise God, he's making your attitude better.
Come on.
Praise God, look at him. He's doing things better in your life. And
come
the enemy
on,
wants you to feel like it's not. Praise God, but let me tell you something. You're getting stronger than what you think
yes,
you will.
Yes.
Oh, praise God, you're getting closer to God than more than you think it is
yes.
because of that situation.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Praise God, the potter has to apply pressure.
Come on,
praise
come
God,
on,
to
come
get the clay to get to the place. place where he want the clay to be. He has to apply pressure to it. Praise God. Said God, said I'm not applying pressure. Praise God, just apply pressure. Praise God, but I'm trying to complete you. I'm trying to make you better. I'm trying to take you to the next level of your life. I'm trying to turn things around. Oh God, you can walk in the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. And no longer in the lack.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, we're talking about count it all joy. Oh, praise God, this is why you got to put a praise on it. Oh, God, this is why you got to shout. Come on. Praise God, this is why you got to keep your hand lifted up. This is why you got to stay in the word. This is why you got to keep your prayer life burning. This is why, because God say, I'm doing a new thing in you. I'm doing a great thing in you. And before you know it, it's going to be better.
Hallelujah.
It's not how it looks.
That's right.
It's not how it feels. I don't care what the doctor told you. It's not what it looks like.
That's right. That's
I don't care, praise God, how the doctor report comes.
Come on.
It's not what it looks like.
Yes.
I don't care what's going on in your neighbor life.
Go ahead.
I don't care what's going on in your mama life.
Come on.
I don't care what's going on in your sister life. That would not be your portion.
Yes.
Your portion is to be blessed. Your portion is to have more than enough.
Hallelujah.
Your pressure is to come out of this.
My God. Hallelujah.
Like gold. Oh, praise God. God said, I'm molding you through this. Oh, praise God. I'm giving you patience through this. I'm taking your faith to another level through this. Because I believe in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
My God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Read, Avengers, read.
But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
So don't fight this thing. Let patience do what it does best. Oh, praise God. Let them lie on you because it's making the best out of you. Let them walk away because it's bringing the best out of you. Praise God. Let them turn on. Let them, praise God, do whatever they got to do. Praise God, because it's bringing the best out of you. Praise God, let patience does its perfect work. In other words, what God is trying to tell the church today. Oh, praise God, look at it. I made him do it last year, but I'm still doing it this year. I made him do it last month, but I'm going to do it this week. I made him do it 2 years ago, but I'm going to do it for you still. Because patience is perfecting, is making every part of you. God don't want some of us. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He don't want just the head. He don't want just the neck. He want the whole body in this season. And praise God, so patience is doing the perfect work in your life. And whether the enemy wants you to believe it or not, you must trust God in this process. You must know God is doing it in this process. You must know God is turning around in this process. Because we do it by faith.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, it's bringing the best out of you. Oh, Prophet Micah, how you want me to believe that my pain is still in my body? Because you should know the God that you serve. Oh, Prophet Micah, how you want me to believe this? Oh, praise God. When I'm, praise God, I don't even know how I'm going to eat today. Praise God. Praise God, because you know the God that you serve. Oh, praise God, you don't got to trust me, but trust God. Oh, praise God, you may not trust the process, but trust God. Because he made the process for us. He made the process for us to be better. He made the process for we can still rejoice. He made the process that we can still run. We can still believe. We can still have faith in God.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Read.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not.
Stop going to folks that don't understand what you're going through.
Come on.
Praise God. If you lack wisdom, you got to go to godly people. Praise God. Stop going to folks that tell you what you want to hear. Stop going to folks, praise God, that don't even have a relationship with God. Stop going to folks, praise God. But this is a season where if you lack wisdom, go to God. Go to the people of God, that they can strengthen you in this process.
My God, hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. We got to believe this. Come on. We got to count it all joy. Praise God. I'm counting it all joy because I know, praise God, it's going to get better.
Yes,
I know my healing is already there. I know my deliverance is already there. I know my children is already saved. See, this ain't a future thing. This is a past tense thing. It's already done. It's already working out in your favor. You just got to keep on believing.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Oh, if anyone around you lack knowledge, you tell them to go to God. Praise God, because he has the answer for us in this season. He has the direction that we need in this season.
That's right.
He has what we need in his hand.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Glory.
And it shall be given. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
I can't get results with doubt.
Come on.
I can't get results when I don't trust God.
Yes.
I can't get results when I'm always complaining. Oh, come on. I can't get results, praise God, when I'm trying to do it my way.
Come on.
I can't get results when I'm trying to run before God. Praise God. I can't get results, praise God, if I'm trying to smoke it out.
Come on.
I can't get results if I'm trying to drink it out. I can't get results if I'm trying to go to every gambling hall.
No,
praise God. I can't get results if I'm trying to do everything out of the will of God. Praise God. But if I need results, praise God, praise God, I need to act and continue to act from God.
That's right.
And stay in position until God answer you.
That's it. Hallelujah.
Don't lose the faith.
That's right. Don't lose it.
Don't lose the faith. Because the old folks would say, it ain't going to rain every day.
Come on,
praise God. The sun will shine again.
Yes.
And I come to encourage somebody tonight. Praise God, the sun is going to shine again.
Yes.
Oh, praise God, I come to let you know the sun is already shining.
Ooh.
Oh, praise God. And I'm not talking about the natural sun, but I'm talking about Jesus. He's already shining in your life.
Ooh.
Praise God, do not let the enemy dim your light. Come on.
Yes.
Do not let the enemy make you believe something. Oh, he don't let him make you believe another report that God ain't even giving
come
you. Oh, praise God. Don't make him doubt in this process. Praise God, because you about to come out. Come on.
Ooh.
Praise God. You about to come out running. Huh?
Yes.
You better come out. You about to come out rejoicing.
Ooh,
praise God. You about to come out with a new faith. Come on.
Yes.
You better come out walking on a new foundation in God.
Yes.
Because this is the plan of God over your life.
Hallelujah.
Sometime in the trial, we get lost. Because we get caught up in the moments of
that's
life.
Right.
Huh? We get caught up in the hardship. Huh? And when we get caught up in the hardship, we start believing what it looks like. Come on.
Ooh.
We start believing what it feels like. Come
yes.
on. We start believing what people said that it is. Come
yes.
on. Praise God. But I believe that Job had a situation in his life.
Come
huh?
on.
Praise God. And his friends begin to advise him.
Come.
Praise God, that he have sinned against God.
Talk
huh?
about it.
Praise God. But what his friends didn't understand, huh? A perfect man had to go through a trial.
Ooh.
A perfect man had to go through people.
Yes.
He had to lose his kids. He had to lose his wife.
Come
huh? He lost everything that he had, huh? But the perfect man didn't understand that he was the only one that was qualified.
Ooh.
Can I tell you today, you qualified to go through
come
this.
On,
huh? You qualified to be talked about. Huh? You qualified to be walked on. Huh?
Yes.
You qualified to be demoted in the season. Huh? Because when it's all said and done, huh? You're coming out with increase. Huh?
Yes.
You're coming out with more than enough.
Yes, hallelujah.
You're qualified.
Yes.
That's why you got to let patience do the perfect work.
That's right. Amen.
I'm pretty sure Job didn't like the way it fell.
Hallelujah.
I'm pretty sure Job, praise God, was in a devastating mental mindset. Huh?
Yes.
Oh, but it was not enough to make him curse God.
That's right. Hallelujah.
It was not enough to make him doubt God.
Yes.
Huh? It was not enough to make him run from God. Huh? Oh, but he said, look here, pray, though he slay me. Huh? Oh, yet would I trust
hallelujah.
Him. Huh? I want to know, is anybody going to trust him today?
Hallelujah.
Huh? How many folks trusting him right now? Huh? How many folks going to still say that he's God and God alone?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There's no other before him.
No.
There will be no other after him because of the God that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Read.
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord.
So you can't get anything when you're doing it your way.
That's right.
You can't get anything when you're running to the wrong folks.
Come on.
You can't get anything when you say, I'm not going to church, I'm going to stay home.
Come on.
You can't get anything from God that way.
Right.
And so sometimes we're not getting the expectation that we're expecting because God say, you got to get back in the race.
That's right.
You got to get back to where you need to be. Resurrection. Resurrection, baby. Let me resurrect you again.
Right.
Praise God. Let me breathe on you again. Praise God, because I still have my hands over your life.
Yes.
I still can do the impossible.
Yes.
Praise God. It's not over until God says that is over.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Ah, praise God. The doctor can say a lot of things. The lawyer can say a lot of things.
Yes.
Praise God. Look at the courtroom can say a lot of things.
Come on.
But it's not over till God say that yes. is over.
Hallelujah.
Don't you give up.
Don't you dare.
Don't you throw in the towel.
That's right.
Don't you dare. In the mighty name of Jesus,
ooh.
We give you glory.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What a mighty and awesome word. Hallelujah. You better get up from there, huh? You better count it all joy. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't even care what it feel like, because it's not in your feeling. You better trust God, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What a mighty word that we got on today. And that's what we're here. We're here throwing out the word every Thursday. Join us every Thursday, huh? Because God is moving on every Thursday. Thank you for that word. And right now, I'm going to pray for those ones, hallelujah, that need salvation in their life. How many of you know so many things are going on in this world? Everything is going down but the word. And how many of you know that you need a savior? You need somebody that you can turn to. You need somebody that you can lean on. You need somebody can depend on. And how many of you know that person is Jesus? Oh, my God. And I want you to repeat after me. Because the Bible tells you, you got to confess with your mouth. And you've got to tell, Lord God, I repent of my sins. Say it out of your mouth. God, I repent of my sins.
Yes,
I repent of the things that I've did that were displeasing in your eyesight. And I ask you to come into my life. And I accept you as my personal savior. I believe that you died. Hallelujah. And you rose again on the third day. So that I can have life and have it more abundantly. And oh, my God. And I receive you now. And I'm telling you, get up from there. Don't you just sit there, hallelujah, and listen to church services on Facebook. You get up from there and get yourself in a church that's ministering and preaching the word
come
of God.
On,
because the Bible said, fail not to assemble yourselves. That's how you're going to get strength amongst the saints of God. And you better make sure you're in a church that believes in the laying on of hands, that believe in the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the one that's going to seal you up until the day of redemption. Oh, my God. And get yourself up from there. Oh, my God. And start praising and rejoicing in God. Hallelujah. Because he is the risen Savior. He is the risen King. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray for those ones that are sick. The Bible said, by his stripes you are healed. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes you are healed. Oh, that's past tense. You are already healed. Because in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. So in the beginning it said you are healed. Even before you were born, you were healed. Hallelujah. So you're healed now. Oh, God, Father God, I'm asking you to touch the ones that are sick and afflicted now. Touch them right now. Touch their mind, first of all. Touch them to believe you, God, and have faith and depend on you. Because the man of God said, without faith, oh, my God, if you don't believe God, if you don't have faith, let this man think that he'll receive nothing from God. So, first of all, you got to believe in your mind that, God, I believe you, that you are a healer. God, I believe that you can set me free. God, I believe that you can deliver me. You got to believe that in your mind first. Father God, touch him right now. From the crown of the head to the soles of their feet. Touch and heal them, God. Oh, God, raise them up, oh, God, to be the men and women of God that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind you up. We come against you now. The Bible said, hallelujah, one shall chase 1,000 and two shall put 10,000 to a flight. And it's three of us here on today. Trusting and believing what you want today, and so that devil got to flee, I don't care what it seemed like, you better get up from there, start moving your leg, start moving your arm, start bending your back up, get up from there, oh my God, like the lepers did, why sit here till we die, hallelujah, get up from there, and get into the temple of God, and start praising God, oh my God, is showing God, I believe you, God, I trust and I believe in you, though I'm going through diverse things, God, I'm going to count it all joy, because the Bible said, with joy, we draw, hallelujah, out of the well of salvation. You got joy on today. Oh, my God, because God healed you. Because the Lord God healed you. That's what he was wounded for the healing of our bodies.
Hey, come on,
and you're healed on today. I don't care what it is. People think you need healing in your body. Some people need healing in their mind. Because come the enemy on. Don't oppress Ooh, them and hey, depress them so
come
much
on,
that
preacher.
They can't think nothing else but what the devil is doing. The devil is a liar. The Bible said, whatsoever thing we bind on earth, God said he'll bind it in heaven. And whatsoever thing we loose on earth, God said he'll loose it in heaven. And you loose your hold of the people of God now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I want you to get up from there and join us on tonight, Thursday night at 8 p.m. And Friday night at 8 p.m. I feel the lion and the tribe of Judah roaring on the inside of my belly. And God said, tell the people that restoration is coming. And I want you to join me on tonight. God said, tell the people, oh, you are restored. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what your life been like. You're going to be restored. In the name of Jesus. Oh, join us on tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. God has a word for his people. Oh, my God. And then join us at 11:30. Oh, my God. Sunday morning. We're going to have Overseer Devaron Patterson. He'll be here to break forth the bread of life. How many of you know that the word is still going on? You see the weather patterns that's happening around the world. You see the tsunamis happening. You see the earthquakes are happening. You see, hallelujah, I just saw over there in Nepal, hallelujah, where the water came and washed all the people away. It's time for us to stand. Stand in a holy place. Stand and wait for the return of Jesus. How many of you know it's time now that we got to stand? And having done all to stand, we got to stand, hallelujah, because he's coming back soon, saints. And it's time for us to get ready. No. Don't get ready. You better be ready.
On,
hallelujah. Because the Bible said, he's coming like a thief in the night. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, if you know that a thief will come in, you'll be prepared. You'll have your Glock. You'll have your AK ready for the thief. But how many of you know you don't need no weapon? Oh, my God, for the return of the Lord. All you got to do is stand. Oh, God, stand in a holy place. Because Jesus said, the Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. And it's time to be holy now, saints. It's time to walk upright. It's time to walk, hallelujah, like Prophet Mike preached on the other night. Walk in the integrity of God. Walk in the characteristics of God. Because we, hallelujah, we're representatives. We're representatives of our Father. And it's time for us to start walking like it. And get out there in the hedges and the highways. And compel them to come. That his house might be filled. It's time to tell him to come on. Come on to a man. Come see a man that told me everything. Just like the woman at the well. Told him, come see a man that told me everything. Oh, come see a man. Come see a man. Hallelujah. That can deliver you. Come see a man that can heal you. Come see a man that can set you free. Come see a man that can lift that depression. Come see a man that can lift that oppression. You better come. I'm telling you, just like he told Peter. Peter said, bid me to come. Jesus is telling you now, you better come. Just one word. Just come. One word. Come. Obo Shande. He wants you to come. Hallelujah. Come all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Enter into the rest of the Lord. Join us at Miracle Deliverance, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue, Old Melbourne, Florida 32901, the little church on the block that rock for Jesus, and we're standing on the rock, and that rock is Jesus, and you better come on out and receive a word from God. Come on out and receive a deliverance from God. Come on out and receive a word. Oh my God, in this season, oh God, if you enjoyed this broadcast, we want to tell you thank you. And you can always give to our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, that $ Pastor Lizzie. That's the cash app, $ Pastor Lizzie. And you can give to Dizelle 321-917-4202. And I'm telling you, give to the men and women of God. God will give back to you 100-fold in this world and in the world to come. God bless you. We appreciate you. We thank you, and join us on next Thursday, because you don't know who's going to bring forth the word, but all you know is going to be the word. word. Oh, nothing but the word. Hallelujah. We bless you and we thank you. And we love you and appreciate you. God bless you. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today. Hallelujah.
I know that God is with me, so I keep it on the side.